stupid, ignorant, son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Rounding out your weekend on Sundays from 2 till 4, you're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197 is Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, looking very comfortable over there in your new chair.
Yes.
Which is good news. You've brought in a sofa from outside.
Well, Mr. Glenn Dinsdale's buddy come into the studio for the outside broadcast.
Glenn, the Tasmanian yesterday. Devil Dinsdale.
He tore us through the studio.
He certainly has.
He's axed one of our favourite chairs.
Yes, and it's hard to keep a favourite chair here in the Switch Studios because people, I don't know, I guess it must have chair wars. It must be a segment. It must be a whole show dedicated to breaking people's chairs.
I mean, it could have been the Voices of Samoa. It could have been Chris from Switched on Brisbane.
All I know is, Zach, is we'll get to the bottom of this.
Oh, yeah.
That's all that matters.
Much the same way we'll get to the bottom of this, Josh. Someone at Kangaroo Valley,
no less,
a camping ground, has been out and about having a whale of a time.
Has he just?
Running over wombats.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Guess what his score was?
What's he got up
10.
To? 10 wombats.
10 wombats.
In one go?
Yeah.
Oh, get into
that. That guy hates 5-cent coins.
Get into that a little bit later, but International Pirate Day, or Talk Like a Pirate Day, was yesterday, mate.
Oh, yes.
And we missed it because we were at the Pride Day Festival.
And they specifically said no pirates at the Pride Day Festival.
Which, please. I thought was weird. I thought they would all be encompassing, you know, a lot of extravagant outfits. I mean, on pirates.
There was a Jedi at the Pride Day Festival.
Why should pirates be excluded? Probably because I'd steal the show.
Also, Josh, something interesting happened since last we've been on air.
Mm.
We have a new PM.
Oh, we do too. Malcolm Turnbull.
Yes.
There he comes.
There was a leadership spill, obviously,
God,
if you missed it.
I hope there's no leadership spill here on the Josh and Zachary show.
No, I just wanted to take the time to say that Josh has my full loyalty.
Yes.
As I have his.
Well, we'll get into that a little bit later, I think. But Zach, I'm glad that you're here, because there was a bit of controversy towards the end of last week's show. And I'm not just talking about the horrible attempt of impression of the week, but we'll get into that a little bit later. Of course, also an apology by the breakfast shift. So Josh and Zach, stick around. We'll be straight back after this, Zach.
I was going to say stick around.
Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197, it's Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, and like we said at the top of the show, I'm glad that you've arrived. There was a bit of controversy the last week's show in regards to your catchphrase, which everyone enjoys, and it is...
Stay beautiful, Brisbane.
And it's just the best way to end a show, in my opinion. It's the best way. That way everyone goes, okay, I've listened to the Josh and Zachary show, my sides are sore for laughing, and I've also been informed, and I'm much more knowledgeable from having done so.
Mm, what should I do after this? Oh, stay beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. And they go, oh, God, what a great sentiment to leave on. Mm. And but unfortunately, this happened.
Hey. We'll have all the news on next week's show from 2 till 4. Until then, stay beautiful, Brisbane.
What the...
You need to come up with another catchphrase.
Well, I don't have one.
We'll see you guys next week.
Stay beautiful, Brisbane.
He's not happy.
No, I'm not.
Very lackluster at the end of that show because, like I said, stole the. I don't know why. How it
not
came
even
about.
Sure why you do it.
It just kind of happened. It just felt right at the time.
Well, it shouldn't have.
And I thought, well, maybe I'll give it a spin. And I've got to tell you, I went home. I felt dirty.
Yeah,
I felt really dirty.
You say you bloody well should have.
And people were probably like, oh, well, you just stole the catchphrase. But I mean, it just escalated after that to a much more wilder point.
Well, I don't know if we needed to go into that.
I managed to keep the mics on while this was going on. Of course,
unorthodox.
I managed to drown it out with a bit of music when it went live. But when I went home, I thought about it and I thought, well, am I going to bring this to the show? But I thought it's a great insight into the way we work as a show. To see some of the going-ons behind the scenes. And I think we owe it to the listeners, because they probably scratched their heads after that and went, Jesus, what happened after that? They just, you know, walk out and pretend that nothing happened.
Mm.
Very much...
Very difficult to do.
Very much not the case, as the audio that you're just about to hear, ladies and gentlemen, will attest to.
Good show. Bloody good show. You'll be happy with that. What's up, mate?
Well, you took my f***ing catchphrase.
Oh, mate, relax. First of all, it was a joke, so I don't know why you're carrying on.
My f***ing catchphrase.
Think of another one. I said think of another one. I gave you an opportunity and you didn't. We're always changing things up on the Josh and Zachary show.
Yeah, well,
changing things up.
I had whoppa-dub-dub and you said it was crap.
Oh, mate, if you're going to carry on like this, then I don't even know why you even bother coming in, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, well, maybe I won't come back next week.
And that's where we left it.
Mm.
So, change of mind, Zach?
Well, you know, I thought I can't deny the people.
Well, exactly.
Because of your selfish actions. the enjoyment of the Josh and Zachary show.
You're right. So I'm glad you came back, and I'm sure the listeners appreciate it even more. It's the Josh and Zach show. Stick around. So Josh and Zach show, Switch 1197 is Brisbane's youth alternative. Easy love there for everyone to enjoy in between banter, which is good news for them. So they must be loving that.
Bit of a banter break.
Yeah, a bit of a banter break.
Oh, that's what... don't we do good banter?
I mean, that's what they're thinking. Yeah. Every time the mics go off and the music fades up, they look at each other. Everyone looks at each other. Everyone's crowded around the radios and they go, God, they're good.
Yeah. Bloody good banter.
Nailed it every time. Well, if you listen to the Josh and Zachary Show last week, or the podcast on the Josh and Zachary Show snippets available on iTunes and podbay.com, you would have heard that Zach, the breakfast shift, did us wrong.
They made a bit of an error of judgment, I would have thought.
The I lent my key to breakfast show host Tim, and you can hear him from 6 till 9 on weekdays, and the breakfast shift. Tim and Alistair, of course, take Monday to Wednesday. I lent him my key so he could get in and do a show, and a rip-roaring show it was. I mean, you know, credit to him. Bit of credit to me as well.
Phone board was lighting up.
I mean, it's very difficult to do a show with locked out of the studio. We've tried it before, but I think we really gave him a leg up that show. Wouldn't you agree?
I think so. I mean, without the key.
Without the key. Yes, the key is the key to good radio.
It is.
Switch 1197. But when I gave him the key, I left him in the mailbox. He swung by, picked it up. We didn't even need to see each other. You know, it's a usual arrangement. Shoots me a text message and he says, oh, there's a present in the drawer for you on the producer's side or the announcer's side desk. Help yourself to a little present. Mm. Well, wouldn't you bloody know? We open it up, the drawer, nothing in there except for a bunch of blank pages.
Stitched right up.
It was an ultimate stitch.
And the lone hair.
And
which we still don't know if they put that in there intentionally.
I think they did.
Yeah.
If you have to be honest, I really do think they did. They went, oh, hang on, this will be a bit of a laugh.
We speculated that it was a opportunity. They were presenting Josh with an opportunity to clone Alistair as a new host. But, yeah. I mean, let's be honest.
We don't need him.
We don't need him.
They addressed this a little bit later in the week when they heard the podcast, which is weird they wouldn't listen to the show live, but that's fine. If you don't want to get pointers from us, that's fine. It's perfectly fine. Go about your weekends as you were. I know I listen to your show. Anyway, and they addressed it as such. So here's Tim getting into it.
Now, this happened over the weekend in that I needed to get in the studio. I did not have a key, and thankfully, Josh was gracious enough to allow me to use his key to access the studio. He's done it many times before.
So there you go. He's done it many times before.
Yeah.
Never have I ever asked for a present. This was just purely off his own mind. You know, he thought, oh, I'll just leave a present, as you can hear right here.
Okay. I thought, you know what I'll do for a little surprise? I'll say, hey, Josh, when you come in on Sunday, have a look in the drawer. There'll be a little present in there.
Look in the trunk.
Now,
he means
I was
trunk.
Planning to leave chocolates in there for him. But life happens.
Life happens.
Yep.
Life happens.
Sometimes life gets in the way.
Sometimes it does. Gets in the way of a good gesture. Hmm. And you find yourself in a situation where you can't just get enough time off your busy schedule.
Maybe just a note.
I love a note. I didn't set my expectations too high. When I saw the blank pages, I went, oh, great, some blank pages. It'll be great to write on. Make paper planes during the song breaks.
Yeah. Lee came in and said, no.
Those are
for board meetings only.
And he said, life got in the way, Zach. Which is fair enough. I can respect that. But it was the it was what we found in there, which was what really ticked me off.
They actually waited until they were on air to look in the drawer, expecting a great gift. And they found nothing but blank pieces of paper and an ominous-looking hair.
An ominous-looking hair was right, Zach.
Yeah.
We had a
pubis. We don't want to narrow it down and say pubic.
No. But it was definitely below the belt. We'll definitely give him that. And so at this point, I got an apology. Or have I? Let's have a listen.
I promise, and I'm that. Doing this on air, I promise to leave a chocolate.
A chocolate.
One
chocolate.
So guys, look in the drawer on Sunday.
Look in the drawer on Sunday. I haven't opened the drawer.
What's today?
It's today's Sunday, mate.
And what do we got?
We've got a bloody drawer right in front of us. I opened the drawer now. And what do I see before me, Zach?
Uh-oh.
Hey! Two family-sized chocolates!
He said one!
That's one for each of us. Tim and Alistair, you've done us proud. Thank you very much, and apology accepted. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, like we mentioned at the top of the show, we've had a bloody leadership spill.
We have.
And Tony Abbott's out. See you later, Tony Abbott.
He's gone missing.
In we bring Malcolm Turnbull. So, congratulations, Malcolm Turnbull. Oh, he'd be loving it too,
yeah.
Wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would be.
Rubbing his hands together. Oh, I'm in. I'm in the big seat. But Zach, this is my worst nightmare, to be perfectly honest. This is absolutely my worst nightmare. Because this is when, like this time of year, when things like this, big political things happen like this, where people start wanting to talk politics. And I know not a lot about politics. On the lift up, I said, was Malcolm Turnbull the Deputy Prime Minister?
Mm.
And you should...
No, well, can I correct you there?
Please.
You actually said Vice Prime Minister.
And you
which I then corrected you to Deputy.
You just shook your head, no. So, I mean, I've learnt some good terminology here.
Yep, and, no, already.
The good thing is I don't take a lot of cabs anymore, like taxi cabs.
Because, yeah, that's great.
And Ubers as well. I don't do that because I find myself, I don't drink anymore. A lot of times it would be, I'd jump in a cab after a big night out or heading in for a big night. And they'd say, oh, God, you hear about this bloody stuff that's going on in politics. And I'd sit there and go, oh, God, here we go. You know, yeah. Sorry, can we put Switch 1197 on and turn it right up?
I always voted the way my last cab driver voted.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. It's fresh in your mind, isn't it?
Yeah. The bloody liberals.
But Zach, I was wondering if in this instance, you just got to roll with the conversation and just really try. It's kind of like, I imagine it like if you've got a balloon and you're just trying to keep it afloat, and it keeps you kind of come back to the ground, and he's got to keep knocking it back up. And every time you knock up this hypothetical balloon, people go, oh, God, he does know about politics.
Well, why are you wanting to make people believe you know about politics
An idiot.
You won't look like an idiot.
What do I say to a cab driver? You know,
people talk to me about, like, countries and that. I don't know where anywhere is on a map. Show me a map. I don't care.
Do you know anything about politics?
I know a little bit.
Do you think you could hold a conversation with someone who was talking politics to you?
I believe so.
Well, let's give it a go. Let's give it a bloody go. Because here's what I want to do.
Yeah.
You've just jumped into an Uber.
Okay.
I've got a bunch of terminology here that I'm going to throw some stuff at you. And I want you to just roll, just keep the conversation going. Just keep that balloon up in the air. That's all you need to do. Seems simple enough.
So what am I doing? I'm pretending to have a conversation with someone.
I will be having the conversation with you as the Uber driver.
Okay.
Throwing in some terminology, and you've got to make believe that you know what the terminology is.
Well, if Uber or taxi driver.
Uber or taxi driver, doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
Could be a truck driver. Maybe you've crashed your car, and he's...
And I'm in a tow truck now.
You in a tow truck.
All right, we'll do that one.
Okay. Really doesn't matter. But let's kick it off.
Yeah, okay.
With this. Oh, g'day, mate. Just found yourself in a spot of trouble, did you?
Yeah, bloody totaled me car today.
Oh, nightmare. I'm glad you're okay.
I just got it 6 months ago.
And, oh, you're joking.
Yeah, just paid Reggio. Would you believe?
Oh, well, you mean you've... Now you know how bloody Tony Abbott feels, eh? Having to move his house, you know? I'm sure you have to re-register all his cars and whatnot, you know? No one's driving him around.
Well, mate, if you knew anything about politics, you'd know that Tony Abbott's the only Prime Minister to not have lived in Kurrabili House.
Yeah,
so
no,
I wouldn't imagine he'd move anyway.
Yeah, no, that was a test. So I tested you. But what about these bloody backbenches? I mean, that's the thing. I was just kind
of... What about him?
So I got to let some window in. Mate,
yeah, no, fair enough.
No, I was just asking about these bloody backbenches.
Yeah, well, I'd imagine a lot of the backbenches are safe. Yeah. It's mainly sort of the big guys like Joe Hockey and them who are probably in danger of getting a reshuffle.
Well, it's all just a big cabinet, isn't it? One big cabinet.
In a lot of ways, yeah. That's, I guess, what they call it is a cabinet.
Yeah. You know the names of any House of Representatives? Or...
Yeah, heaps.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
no. Too many to name, actually.
Yeah.
Well, we'd be here all bloody day. I don't have that sort of money.
I think the problem is this bloody preferential voting.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Yeah.
People vote for someone, they don't really know where the preferences are going, necessarily.
Well, it's a bloody constituent, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a constituent for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just hope it goes to a Dorothy Dixon, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I'll just get out of here. Take the car.
Well, you do know a lot about politics, I'll give you that. So Josh and Zach show, Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Some people want me. Well, it says a woman has invited friends on Facebook to come and shoot her, or come to her home and shoot a dog.
Now, it sounds like a party when you read it that way.
I shouldn't read it so upbeat.
Yeah, a lady has invited people to come round and shoot a dog.
It says the animal's owner said she wanted someone else to come and kill the animal because nobody here had the heart to do it.
She's never seen Old Yeller. The kid shoots his own dog.
Yeah, exactly. Give it to the kid.
Just You don't need to shoot her dog. You just need to send her a VHS of Old Yeller. She'll take the message away.
Yeah.
Why do they have to? Why do they have to put this dog down? Why can't they just euthanize it?
Euthanize?
Yeah. Why can't they do that? Give it the green injection.
Yeah.
In a peaceful manner.
Yeah. Well, the dog's probably scared of vets.
It'll be scared of guns
for the rest of its life. The well, here's the thing.
Yep.
The kid wanted a dog.
Yep.
And the parents sit him down and they said, "Listen, little mate. If you want a dog, we're not feeding him. We're not walking him. If you want the dog..."
And he goes, "Well, you gotta feed
he's going to die. I better make this quick."
He misunderstood the message. They were trying to teach him responsibility.
In the meantime, you can enjoy Brisbane as it is, Brisbane City. You're very lucky to be here. Of course, if you're a podcasting internationally, thank you very much. And if you're podcasting nationally, get up and check out Brisbane sometime.
Hmm.
Because someone made a list, Zach, 25 reasons why they love Brisbane.
I imagine a lot of these are going to be repeats of the same general thought.
There's basically five or four that I've whittled them down to.
The key four.
I've combined them all.
Yeah. That's what these lists do.
You mind if I run them by you? I want to take your opinion on it. Because you live in Brisbane.
I live in Brisbane.
For a number of years.
Long, long time.
Not
the longest. I don't claim to have lived here the longest out of anybody.
You are not Sir Edward Brisbane himself, founder of Brisbane. That's right, everyone.
Although I did try and get that on my license.
Would have been good. Zach, one of the reasons is if the beaches aren't close enough, because obviously we're nestled, sandwiched between two beaches, Sunshine Coast and Gold Coast, of course, there's always South Banks Beach.
You see, I take issue with that.
Do you?
I thought
you would.
I don't want to swim where people pee. And I don't want to put that... I don't know. I don't want that to be our official line on what South Bank is.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get in any trouble.
You can't say, come to Brisbane, South Bank, where people pee.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want that.
But I'm pretty sure it's an unspoken thing that that's what happens.
I think that not only do people pee in South Bank, but I think people pee into South Bank.
Great. Let us know what you think. Brisbane, jump on the Facebook Josh and Zachary show.
Get yourself a water chocolate.
Check out Switch 1197 on Facebook. Keep up with all the great shows there. Also,
thanks for listening.
I shouldn't have ended my also on an upward inflection. It sounded like I had more to add.
You should have said also.
Yeah, you're right there.
We've got the big game coming up next week, which will be good. The toilet
game. We're calling it Game of Thrones.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, I know. I know.
We'll be back next week, guys.
Stay beautiful, Brisbane.
There it is.